this question, Tom. Did Joe have, oh, sorry, Councillor Hosta?
So I have two things. Firstly, I forgot to declare my registration interest at the very beginning. I have emailed Joe to say that I do have a tiny list of live work pension from a million years ago when I was a health and medical officer. I actually forgot because I said I would be interested in that. My question would be, I'm quite concerned about the fact that we have a planning application coming through in January from UCOG, which is the oils on the council's at-risk register. How do we ensure that we have no investment within UCOG or any of UCOG's subsidiary companies? Because it would be, as far as I'm concerned, a conflict of interest where they are planning to draw for oil and they are.
Okay.
In terms of that, we will need to look at our investment portfolio. So if you could drop me an email, Councillor Hosta, with the details, and we can ask our investment our investment managers whether there is any investment held in this.
I just think it would be important for us to find out and know rather than someone tell us if we have.
Okay. We will look into that.
Thank you.
Thank you. The last item, members' question time, Joe has raised the fact that our next meeting is December the 13th. Now, obviously that's the day after election. It means that all of our officers will be working possibly quite late into the night. We have the option of to remove the meeting until 2 in the afternoon, which I still think personally is not a good idea,
no.
Or to have it possibly the following week.
No.
I think the key issue is that there is so much going on in the pensions world at the moment. We took the decision as a committee to have shorter meetings, but to have more of those meetings. The meeting that's scheduled for the 13th of December is focused on governance and administration. There is so much going on in the governance world at the moment, not least the pensions regulator has just completed a deep dive of 10 pension funds and highlighted areas of good practice that we need to be focusing on as our governance framework. And there's also the results of the recent good governance project that's coming out of the Scheme Advisory Board, which I believe the report's been published today, where they are setting out standards for the way that governance should work and how committee and board members should engage with each other and various other bits of resourcing and planning and things like that. So I think it's vitally important that we don't lose our focus on governance and administration. Appreciating that the 13th of December is the day after the local election, to be honest, the fact that officers are going to be working is an irrelevance. I will be involved in the count, but my job is to work for the Isle of Wight Council, so that's my choice. I understand that certain elected members are actively involved in the political agenda, and hence will be actively involved in the count overnight. So, again, similar to my position, I'm choosing to count. You're not necessarily choosing to count.
No, I might be emigrating.
Okay, so I spoke to Jeff Wild, and he said he can understand and sympathise with the 13th of December not being a good day. However, we have committed as a committee to have meetings, and the meeting has been scheduled for quite some time. The work plan has been built around having a committee meeting in December. The options are, as Vanessa outlined, to either move the meeting to the afternoon, which is slightly better than it being in the morning, but not necessarily brilliant, or to move it to the week following that, which is the week before Christmas, which is appreciating not a very good time to happen, but we can't defer it too long because then we move into the next year, next calendar year, and then we move into the next round of meetings anyway. So we have options. Monday the 16th in the afternoon, Tuesday the 17th in the morning, Thursday the 19th either morning or afternoon, or Friday the 20th either in the morning or the afternoon.
Thursday the 19th, if we start there.
Well, what I was proposing, not necessarily to have this debate right now, but to bring members' attention to the fact that we have got a meeting scheduled, we do need to have a meeting, and we do need to make sure that it's arranged appropriately. So if I circulate those dates round and ask members to select a preference, we will arrange that meeting at another time. It is tough, it's really difficult, and I understand everybody's issues and the fact that it's only up to Christmas. But we have a commitment to make the meeting happen.
Quarter to one, I will close the meeting. Thank you everybody for attending.
A quorum for that meeting, having had indications from a couple of members that they can't attend,
yeah.
I've got to make a sensible plan.
Yeah, I agree.